Okay, we're on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is trying to explain the Braisa that distinguishes between Shabbos and Shar Mitzvos, where you do many Malachas and Rechayiv, many Korbanos, whereas Shar Mitzvos you Chayiv in something similar, only what's it called, one. And where it's possible that if you do different Averis, by Shar Averis, if you're Shogag Velo Niskaving, by Shabbos you'll be Potter, and by Shar Mitzvahs you'll be Chayv. So the Gemara first one says it's talking about Avodah Zorah, but it doesn't work out, Shogag Velo Niskaving. So the Gemara says, Lav Reisha Ba'akum, the Reisha that distinguishes between doing a lot of different Malachas and being Chayv a lot, and by Avodah Zorah, all the different kinds of Avodas are one Chatas. If you are Mishtachave and Zoveach or whatever, the Helamechad, you only Chayiv one Chatas. The Seifa B'Shar Mitzvahs. And the Seifa won't work out with Avodah Zorah, because there's no case where Shogag V'lo Niskavin by Avodah Zorah is Chayiv, and by Shabbos is Potter. But the Seifa B'Shar Mitzvahs. The Seifa is talking about other Mitzvahs. The Shogag V'lo Niskavin B'Shar Mitzvahs Hechidami. And how's the case of Shogag below Miskaving by Shar Mitzvahs that you'll be Chayiv, as opposed to Shabbos where you'll be Potter? Desavar deshumen hu va'achlo. You thought something was regular, permissible fat, and you ate it. Mashen kein b'Shabbos to Potter. Right? Mashen kein on Shabbos, something similar to that, you'd be Potter. Deniskaven lachto chesatolosh by Shabbos, if you had kavana for something completely mutter, just like over there by Shuman. You had intention to eat, but to eat something mutter. So your eating was heter, and the thing that you thought about was mutter. Right? The thing you thought you were eating was mutter, and the mamela of the eating, the mice of the eating was mutter. So, what's it called? You're going to be chayiv. That's called regular shogeg. Regular shogeg. I thought it was shuman, it was caliph, and I'm chayiv v'chatas. Mashen kein b'Shabbos, where would be the similar case of Shabbos, where you thought something was 100% mutter, what you were doing, right? You intended to do something that, in fact, was 100% mutter, and it turned out to be awesome. Rava's case, where you intended to cut something that was talush, where the maisa of cutting something that's disconnected to the ground is 100% mutter, and it's no malacha. It's 100% mutter. The maisa is mutter, and the result is mutter. And by mistake, you cut something mechubar lekarka. That's not regular shogeg, that's called misasik. Okay, you didn't know 100% what you were doing. Right? By shogeg, you knew exactly what you were doing, except you thought that was mutter. But here, you didn't know what you were doing. Not that you thought what you were doing was mutter. Right? You didn't know bechlal what you were doing, something else than you thought you were doing. Rashi. Desavar shuman hu v'achlan. This is the case which Rava says. This is how Rava learns this braisa. Mela he learns that if you intend to cut something that's talush, and you end up cutting something mechubar, you're potter on Shabbos. You're not chayv chatas. Desavar shuman hu v'achlo. V'hainu deshogag. That's shogeg. Desavar shuman hu. V'lo niskaven le'echol chaylev. You didn't intend to eat chaylev, just that you thought chaylev was mutter to eat. You intended to eat shuman. The chayiv afal pi de misasiku, even though that's called misasik. That's not a regular shogeg. Regular shogeg is that I intended, what's it called, to eat chayla, but I thought chayla was mutter. That would be a regular shogeg. Misasiku l'rab, that's called misasik. The halom miskaven l'achila siser, you're not mechaven bechlal to eat something awesome. Chayiv, the omer shmuel bekrisis, bechalov v'arayis misasik chayiv. By things that you enjoy, misasik is chayiv. Shekein Nehenna, because Lamaisa, you are Nehenna. The idea, that one of the svaras of this is that since Misasik means that it's not connected to you, you didn't do this action, because you just did it by Misasik. So it's not considered your action. It's like you're a robot, like it's automatic. It's not connected to your mind. So your action and your mind aren't connected. So there's nothing to connect you to the Maisa, because you were Misasik. But if you're Nehenna, the Hana connects you to the Maisa. I will be Shabbos Potter. But Shabbos, you would be Potter, Delonahena. There's no Hana. Behind the Siyata Lididei. This is Rava's source for saying that if you cut something that you thought was Talush and it ended up being Mechober, it's also called Misasik. The Omer is Gavin Lachdochus Atalush, because it's Mechober Potter. And how does Abaya do? Abaya holds that's also called Shogig. because lemaisa, at least you were mechaven to cut something. You made a mistake. You thought this was talush. That's regular shogeg, according to Abaye. Abaye shogeg below miskaven hechidami. What is the case of? How would he learn this brisa? Where's the case of shogeg below miskaven? Right, the savar roku ublo. He says the case would be by the two cases that would be similar would be by shar mitzvahs. You thought you were swallowing your saliva, and you ended up swallowing chalav. So you bechlal had no kavanah at all to the maisa you were doing. You just swallowed your saliva, and you thought it was saliva, and it turned out you had chalav in your mouth, and you swallowed it. Okay, that's the way the Rishonim learn the case. It's mamish misasik. It's not that you had kavanah to eat this thing, and you thought it was roke, and it was, because that's the same thing as shuman and chalav. It means you were just swallowing. Right? You weren't in the chavin to do anything, really, just to swallow. And you had, what's it called? Yeah, you were in the henna. And in the maisa, you swallowed the chalev, and you had hanofram. Now, she'en came, the Shabbos, the potter. The niskavin lahagbias ha-tolosh. Where would be the case of misasik by Shabbos? Where you intended to pick up something that was tolosh. No kavana at all for cutting anything. And by accident, you cut something as you picked it up. You picked up a knife. You intended to pick up a knife, and by accident, when you picked up the knife, you cut something. That's misasik. But Abaye said, but if you had intention to do cutting, that's not called misasik. Even though you weren't sure what you were cutting, that's regular shogeg.
How is cutting the tolush?
What?
What's the case of cutting the tolush?
I intended to cut a watermelon. I thought it was not connected to the ground. It was connected to the ground. Okay, Abaye Omer Lechola Olam Ki Agavna Af B'Shabbos Chayiv. Shabbos should also be Chayiv if you intended to cut. The Lav Misasiku, Abaye says that's not called Misasik. The Hechidami Misasik, according to Abaye, what's called Misasik? The Shar Mitzvahs, Chayiv, where other Mitzvahs you Chayiv and Shabbos Potter. Kisava Roku, Shehoye Chelev Nimoach Ublo. You had Chelev that was, what's it called, that was totally what? Melted. And it was in your mouth. And you swallowed it. You didn't have kavana to eat your roke. You just had kavana to swallow. The roke lav barachilahu. Because roke is not edible, right? Swallowable. Elabliya dichsiv. Adboli roki. You can swallow roke. Can't eat roke. The also biyado achila. And lemaisa, instead of swallowing roke, you ended up eating chalav. The haloi chavin lachila, with the chavase de Shabbos, the potter, and the skavin lachbiya will also be other chaticha. And by Shabbos would be what's it called? There could be a connection over here to Yom Kippur. You're allowed to swallow your saliva on Yom Kippur. Or is that considered also the chora, what's it called, drinking?
So it's not considered chila, that's what
you're saying. Right. It's not considered bechlal. It's not considered, it's bliya.
What?
Yeah, whatever, but Rashi says not a maisa achila. It's not so much not blia. Blia means that you're not eating anything. It could be because of the nourishment, but it could be because of the, what's it called, the maisa. The maisa is not called a maisa achila. Now, she'en came by chelev, it is a maisa achila.
What?
Yeah, no, but there, what's it called, by chelev is shayach osh v'chilev. If it's liquid, it's also. But by roke, that's what Rashi says. We don't find by roke the concept of eating bechlal. You swallow your saliva.
Well,
you don't eat it. You don't drink it. Mashenkin, if it's not saliva, it's a separate thing that's not didn't start out in your mouth, then it could be considered eating. That's the maisa more than the totah. You never had kavana to eat something. You had kavana just to swallow your saliva. The chavasi, the Shabbos, the potter, niskavin lahagbiya, but also biyado chaticha. The maisa was different maisa. You intended to pick up something, in the end you cut it. Right? It's not, it had nothing to do with the totsah. It has to do with the maisa. A maisa of roke is bliya, and the maisa of anything that you introduce into your mouth is called achila, or shtiyah. Ikmar. Niskavin lizrok shtayim, the zorek arba. You intended to throw something two amas, and you ended up throwing it arba amas. Rava omar potter, Abaye omar chayiv. Rava says you're potter, and Abaye says you're chayiv. Rava omar potter, delom kemachavin lizrika the arba. You didn't have kavana to do a maisa isser, because two amas is potter. So you only had kavana to do something that was mutter. And now, by accident, it went the other two amas, right? So you're potter. Abaya Omer Chayev, Doka Mechavin, Lizriko Bialma. And it's talking, Tosus says, that what's it called, not over here necessarily, but later on we're going to have a sugya of Niskavin Lizrok Arba, and it went eight, and you're still potter. Because you didn't, Lonis Nasa Machshavto, it's not Melech Machshavis. You didn't get the thing to land where you wanted it to land. Here it's talking where you said, wherever it lands is fine. I don't really care where it lands, but I had in mind two amas. I didn't want it to land dafka in that place, but distance-wise, all I was interested in two amas. But I didn't care if it landed in that spot or in a different spot. It could be two amas anywhere. So I really had kavana. I didn't have kavana dafka for a certain spot, so al tzmaleches machshevas wouldn't be a problem. Shaila is this shogeg or not? Right? Since I didn't have intention to do more than two amas, and it went more than two amas, am I chayev or not? Okay. Abaya says, no, you have to be mechavin. What's it called? Abaya says, you're chayev. So I'm mechavin, lizriko b'yama. L'maisa, you're mechavin to be zoreg, and l'maisa, it went four amas, you're chayev. Shogeg at least. Kesover reshus hayochev, and imsa shusus harabim. You thought you were throwing in reshus hayochev, and it turned out to be you're throwing in reshus harabim. Rava omar potter, v'abaya omar chayev. Rava here says, also you're potter. It's not called shogeg. And Abaye says, Yechayev, Rav Amar Potter, Dohalo Mechavin, Lizrika Disura. There's a difference between throwing something in a place that's Aser, that's called Zrika Disura, and throwing it in a place that's Mutter, that's not called Zrika Disura. You didn't have Kavana for the Zrika that you did. You didn't have Kavana for Zrika Disura. Mela, that's not Shogeg. Shogeg is where you knew exactly what you were doing, except you made a mistake. Here, you didn't know exactly what you're doing, because the Zrika in a Makam Mutter is different than the Zrika in a Makam Aser, according to Rav. No. Zrika. What difference if you do it in Rishus HaYoch, Rishus HaRabbi? To say, I knew exactly I was throwing. I just thought it's okay to throw here. That's shogeg. Utsricha. And you need all these cases. You need all these cases. Diashmin and Kamaisa. If I only heard the first case, Bahu Kamarov, Dehoka Mechavin Lechaticha Disura. Over there, throwing two amas is not a dover shal iser, right? Two amas is not a dover shal iser. Aval iskav lizrok shtayim v'zorek arba, the arba below tarti lo mizrake. The case of the chaticha. Okay, right. By what's it called? If I need all three cases that Rava said, the one was iskav and lachto chesamachuber havatolush. The case of Zorak Shtayim and when Arba, and the case where you thought it was Rishus HaYoch and it ended up Rishus HaRabi. I only had the first case. You Bechlau weren't Mechavin to a Maisa Isser. Cutting something that's Talush is not also Bechlau. Right? But throwing something two Amas, the two Amas is also Asr, because you can't get to four without two. So the Isser is every single part of the four Amas is a Dover Shalos Isser. So the two amas is also aser. So I was mechavin to do something aser. I might think that that's no good. That's not shogeg. That is shogeg. Right? The arba below tarti lo misrikale. Ema modi le abaya. I think he should be molded to abaya. Kamash malah. No. That lamaisa, since I was mechavin only to two, right? Only two is not a maisa aser. V'yashmin and b'ho kamarav. D'ho kamechavin lizrika di arba. Elikasover ushus hayochav and ushus harav. I only have the middle case. I would say that's where Rava says it's not shogeg. Because Lamaisa, I didn't have kavana for a zrika that was asur, only two amas. That's not a zrika asura. But the case where I thought it was Rishus HaYoch and it was really Rishus HaRabim, the mechavin lezrika the arba, there I had kavana for a zrika of arba, which in Rishus HaRabim is a dover asur. So I just made a mistake and thought it was Rishus HaYoch, maybe that should be a regular shogeg. Ema modi le labaya, tzricha. That's why you need all three cases, that none of them are considered regular shogeg. Because all of them are considered, I didn't really know 100% what I was doing. Okay, Tznan. Avos malachos arboim chasar. Let's see Rashi first. Deha. The Abaya Omar lecha. Yeah, we learned this Rashi. What? Deha lo echavin lizrika the iser. The he shogeg b'shabes over malacha. Aval ze eino shogeg. What is shogeg? Where you are a shogeg, you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know this malacha was Asr, but you knew exactly what you were doing. Right? Aval, what's it called? Aval, ela, Ze eino shogeg, lo b'shabbos, lo b'malachas. Here, it wasn't that you forgot it was Shabbos or you forgot what a malacha is. Here, you didn't know exactly what you were doing. Ela misasik b'dover echot shel heter v'also b'yado iser. You thought you were doing something that's mutter, not mitzad hadin or mitzad hayom, but mitzad the maisa, and it turned out that what you were doing is a maisa iser. That's not shogeg. That's misasik. Utzrich lefluge b'kulo afagav d'domu lahadodi. You meant to do two, but now that four is just two more than two. You did two. You just did two more. I might think that's not misasik. Even that's misasik. Right, less than four amas is not called zrika. That's not called a zrika. Where you intended to throw it. You knew you were throwing. The shaila was it Rishus HaYoshrab? Maybe that's not, but you didn't know what you were doing. That's just a shogeg. Kamash Malano. Okay. Tznan, Avos Malachos Arboim Chasar Achas. The Malachos are 40 minus 1. Vahavinin Ba. Minyon Alamali. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me the number? Count them for yourself. That if you did all 39 malachas behelam echad, you chayev 39 chatos. So bishlam alabaya domer ki hay gavne chayev, that's called shogeg, right? Where mishkachas la viyada di sura shabbos viyada le isur malachos the chatos b'shurim. According to Abaya, that it's possible to not know 100% what you're doing. And that's called shogeg. So then the shogeg over here is you knew that it's Shabbos, right? You knew there's such a thing as Shabbos in the world. You knew that there's an Isser Malachas, but you didn't know what the shear was. You thought that, what's it called, that the shear was more than it is, and you intended to do what you thought was only Drabonin. So that's, according to Abai, is called a shogeg. Right? I intended to carry less than a grogris. I intended to carry, right? I knew I was carrying. I knew, what's it called, it was Shabbos. But I thought that carrying less than a grogris is potter. I thought you had to carry two grogrises to be chayev achatas. So according to Abaya, that's not called misasik. That's called shogeg. I was mechavin to carry. I was knew it was Shabbos, right? So I knew exactly what I was doing. But I didn't know that the shear I was carrying was what's it called? That's still called shogeg. That's not called misasik. Ela l'rava domer potter heichem mishkachasla. According to Rava, how's it possible? How's it possible there should be a shogeg that you what's it called didn't know any malachas? Then what did you know? Right. So bechlal you were misasik. You thought you were doing something that was heter. Not that you made a mistake in a halacha. Right. There's no Shabbos. Has we talking? We knew it was Shabbos, because if you didn't know it was Shabbos, you only chayev one chatos. Elamai knew it was Shabbos, and you didn't know any malachas. So hanicha isover like Rav Yochanan. It's good if Rava would hold like Rav Yochanan. The Amar Kilan Sheshogad Bekarei Safal Pishahezid Belav Mashkachas La Diolad Shabbos Belav. It's possible, according to Rava, that you knew exactly what you were doing, but you didn't know a prat, a din about it. Where you knew that all these malachas are awesome, but you thought the lav. You didn't know it was chayiv kores. So you were shogag b'kores. Then, fine, you're still chayiv achatas, according to Rabbi Yochanan. If Rava holds Rabbi Yochanan, then I understand how Rava could learn this idea that you could forget all the malachas and still be chayiv achatas, still called shogeg, because I knew that malachas were awesome, and I knew there was a lav, I didn't know there was kores. And shogag b'kores, and not with the lav, is you chayiv achatas. And that's not misasik. I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew that it was us, or I didn't know it was Tchi of Kharis. That's right. Ela'i sover l'akarib shim ben lakish, l'omar ad sheyishkog b'lav, the Kharis, right? If you have to be a shogeg in the lav and the Kharis, so just being shogeg in the Kharis is not enough. So you have had to know, what's it called, that you have to not know anything about malachas. I didn't know any malachas were us. So, if that's the case, that's not shogeg, that's misasik. Right? Because you weren't misasik with something of Isser, right? You were misasik with Dover Shel Heter. You thought all of them, there was no such thing as a malachas on Shabbos. You thought Shabbos is to make Kiddush. He knows anything prohibited on Shabbos, where it's possible that you can mechaven, you're doing something that could be prohibited. There's no such thing as prohibited malachas. So then that's mesasik, according to Rava. Or it says, the yodalei b'shabbos ma'isa, according to Rava, you have to know something, to have some kind of kavana to something that could be asur, but according to you, the whole concept doesn't exist. So if you don't know the concept, that's mesasik. Or it says, no, the yodalei b'tchumim v'alirakiv, you knew something was asur on Shabbos. Tchumim. So then, what's it called, when you did all the malachas, you knew there was a concept of something asur on Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk chutz l'tchum. That you knew. But you didn't know any of the malachas. So that's still called, not misasik, that's called shogeg. Rashi. Nashkachas la, lahai shenishtakcha, toras kol hilcha Shabbos, remember, it's possible. A person forgot all the halachas of Shabbos, all the lamates malachas, and it still be considered like knowing it's Shabbos and just being a shogeg in the malachas, that you're chayiv on all the malachas, right? You knew that Shabbos had isurim to it, but you didn't know what the shir was. You intended to do less than a shir and turned out to be the shir. The osik shir, the lekulan yeshir. So according to Abaya, that's not called Masasik. Right? That's called Shogig. But according to Rava, that would be Masasik. I didn't know 100% what I was doing. Right? I thought I was doing less than a shear, and I ended up doing more than a shear. That's not Shogig. According to Rava, that's Masasik. Right? I didn't know the 100%, the Maisa I was doing. Right? I thought I was doing a Maisa that's Pachos Mika Shear, and I was doing a Maisa that's Morkan Shear. I was Mechavin the Maisa de Hetera, and I turned out I was doing a Maisa de Isura. What? No, because The only case you could be chayiv on all the malachas, right? A separate chatas is if you knew it was Shabbos and you were shogeg by malachas. All the malachas you didn't know. My zodan Shabbos ikah. Where's the zodan Shabbos? Right, you knew it was Shabbos. Knew it was Shabbos what? Right, but men nikar lo Shabbos mishar yomim. How is Shabbos different than any other day? So you don't know what Shabbos is. You're never mechaven, right? You're never mechaven according to Rava also to a ma'isa iser. Ma'isa iser means it's shayach for this thing to be aser. But you don't know there's any iser on Shabbos bechlal. So there's no shayach bechlal the concept of iser on Shabbos. That's called misasik. Right, if the concept is not there. Right, then you can't be mechaven to a ma'isa iser. Right? Now, I was mechaven to do a malacha. There's no such thing as malacha on Shabbos. It doesn't exist. There's nothing that's usher on Shabbos. Shabbos is just a day of Kiddush. That's it. So what does Shabbos different than any other day? So you're zod on Shabbos. Zod on Shabbos means you had a kavana, right, that it's Shabbos, and yet I didn't know this malacha was usher. But if I don't know any malachas are usher, then why was I mechaven for Shabbos? So that's mesasik, according to Rav. It's no different than being mechaven to one kind of ma'isa and doing a different kind of ma'isa. Here, there's no kind of ma'isa on Shabbos that could be awesome. So Mara says, no, there is a kind of ma'isa on Shabbos that I could have been mechaven to tchumim. I knew that Shabbos is also b'tchumim, so I knew there was a concept of malacha. I just didn't know that this is a malacha. That's a regular shogeg. But if I didn't know there was a concept of malachas at all, the Gemara equates that with not knowing that what I'm doing is bichlal, what's it called? I'm cutting talush is a different kind of ma'isa than cutting mechuber. Same thing. What's it called? Doing something and not knowing is bichlal any concept of malacha, right? Any concept of iser on Shabbos, then that's not a ma'isa iser bichlal. So I wasn't mechaven to a ma'isa that could be even awesome. The melech, that's mesasik. Okay, let's go on. Avos malachos arboim chaser achas. Hazoreya, v'hachoresh, v'hakotzer, v'hama'amir. Well, let's see one at a time. We're not going to go into any detail in any of these because the Gemara is going to discuss whichever one discusses over the next rest of the Masechta. Planting, the one who plants, we'll see one second why the Mishnah says it, the one who does it and not the Malacha. The Malacha is Zriya, planting. Why the planter? And hachoresh, and the one who plows. And the Gemara will discuss why Zoreya comes before Choresh. Usually you plow before you plant. The Gemara will speak about it. Bahakotzer, person who harvests. Bahama'amir, you take the things that you harvest and you bring them into a pile. Bahadosh, you thresh it. okay, to get away the outer klipa, the hazora. And then when you have the inner thing, you take it off the outer shell, now you have the inner thing and you want to separate it from the chaff. So you zora l'ruach. You throw it up in the air, and the wind separates the chaff from the grain. Haborer. Then you separate the stones and other things that the wind didn't take off. Hatochein, then you grind it. The hamarake, you sift it. The halosh, and you then, knead it into dough. The haofen, you bake it. Now, all of these, this is called sidura de pas. These are the first malachas of the 39. And even though there was no pas in the Mishkan, Rashi says, they didn't have to make bread to build the Mishkan, but they had to boil samamonim to make the dyes. So because it's easier to follow people more bake bread than make dyes, so the Mishnah said it in a way that you would be able to follow it easier from your own experience. So it said sidura de pas. But really, the malachos had to do with bishul, but bishul and afiyah are the same thing. So therefore the Mishnah said it in a way that's more common than the way that it was in the Mishkan. But in the Mishkan Taka it was bishul, and they needed all these things to make the to get the samamonim, the dyes, to be able to dye the things in the Mishkan.
Is flour in the
dye? What?
Is flour in the dye?
No. The dyes had to go through this process to get them, right, to be able to cook them. So they also had husks, and they also had to be ground or whatever. It wasn't flour; it was the dyes themselves. The plants that made the dyes needed all these processes to do to them to get the kernel that you would dye with. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Azora barachas l'ruach. You take a big round thing and put all the grain on it, and you throw it up in the air, and the wind separates the chaff. Haborer psolus biyoda. Borer is where you take the other kinds of rocks and things out with your hand. Hamarake benapa. And marake is sifting with a sieve. Gemara parachani kuluchavi. They're all the same thing. They're all separating the bad from the good. The lahafish psolus mitochokal nasa shloshnum. Gemara is going to ask why they consider it three different malachas. Haofe lohavi b'mishkan. The loshayich ela b'pas. Ofe was not in the Mishkan, because ofe is only shayich by bread, or edible things. Upas lo shayich melechas ha-mishkan. Pas wasn't in the Mishkan. Avo kulu kamay sahavi b'samamonim shol tseva tcheles v'argomen v'tola ashoni. Right? But all these things were in making the dyes, right? The ones that were made from vegetable material, right? You had to go through these processes to get the material that then you boiled and made the dye. Shall tseva tcheles v'argomen v'tola ashoni u'bigmara parech. And in tcheles, even though the tcheles didn't come from vegetable, it came from an animal, but they mixed it with other things. It had to be mixed with other vegetable things that had to be prepared like this. U'bigmara parech d'shovik tanim avashal d'avim samamonim v'noket ofa v'shiuren shal elu kigrogris chutz mechoresh. The shear of all of these things is a grogris, except for choresh, the bechol shu, that's even a kol shu. Come on, the perikabon. Let's discuss why by choresh it's a kol shu, why the shear of choresh is kol shu, and all the other things are a grogris. Okay. Hagozes is a tzemer. The next list of malachas are the things they needed to prepare the hides for making the coverings of the Mishkan. First, you had to, gozes is a tzemer. You had to shear the wool, the hamalabno, and then you had to, bleach it, the hamanatzo, and then you had to, beat it and to comb it to make it separate the strands, the hatsovo, and then you had to dye it, the hatove, and then you had to, spin the threads. And then you set up the loom by putting on the vertical things on the loom. The ha'osa shtei batei nirim. And then you made shtei batei nirim. Shnei batei nirim, the Tosfos Yontif says, the way that many Rishonim learn, it means not that you make the batei nirim are like little loops which the threads go through, and you pick them up. That's how you pick the threads up, every other thread, and then you put the cross thread through. So the length threads are put through these, what's it called? They're called heddles. They're, little loops, and you lift, and you have the vertical threads, which the horizontal threads go through, so they go up, under, over, under, that's how you weave. So in order to facilitate that, you have half the threads, all the odd threads picked up, so the cross thread goes through, and then it comes down, so when it's done, it's over, under, right, and then you switch it, and the next one goes the opposite way, right, this one went over, this one goes under, and that's how you weave. So putting the threads through the batei nirim is another part of setting up the loom. It's a malacha to itself, right? Others hold also shtei batei nirim taka makes you means you make those loops. But the way that Moni Rishonim learned, the way Rashi learns, right, that it means setting the threads into these things, the Tosfos Yonta said better it should say ha'osa bishtei batei nirim, that you work within the two nirim, not that you make the two nirim. But he says the Maisa, he didn't find the gear, so like that, so he left it the way it is, and that's how they learned what it means. The ha'oreg, and then actually, what's it called, the weaving process. The ha'oreg shnei chutin. If you weave two chutin, the width of two chutin, then you're chayav. That's called already ariga, that's a shear. Ba'apotzeya shnei chutin, or if you take out, the simplest way of learning potzeya, you sometimes have too many threads. So the weave is too congested. So you take out some threads to flatten it out, to make it not bunched up. So taking out those threads is also part of the weaving process. To make it, proper weave, you have to take out some of the threads. Hakosher v'hamater, then tying and untying. Hatofer shtei tviros, sewing two threads. Hakorei amanas litvor shtei tviros, or tearing something in order to be able to sew two threads, tearing in order to sew. Rashi explained how that is. Hatsod Svi, next things have to do, all of this have to do with the weaving tapestries that they needed for the Mishkan, and now the things that you needed for the leather coverings of the Mishkan. Hatsod Shvi, capturing a deer, and even on the Mishkan they didn't capture deer, they captured tchashim, but deers are more common, so the Mishnah said it like before in the more common way. Hashochto, shechting it. Hamafshito, skinning it. Hamolcho, and then tanning it. Vahamaabed es oro, and working out the leather, which the Gemara is going to ask, the Chora, they're the same thing, right? Moleach and ma'aved are two processes of the same thing called tanning. V'hamemachko, and the Gemara is going to say that in Echinami, this is only one malacha, and there's another one you have to put in. It's not here, mesartek, which is putting a line on it to know where to cut. V'hamemachko, taking off the hairs and smoothing it out. V'hamechatcho, cutting it to size. And before cutting it to size is marking it to be able to cut to size, which the Mishnah doesn't say, but it's supposed to be here. Hakosef shteis osios, writing two letters. V'hamochek amenas lichtov shtei osios, or racing enough to write two letters. Habone v'hasoser, building and demolishing. Hamechabe v'hamavir, extinguishing and lighting a fire. Hamake v'patish, and making the final stage of making something. Make v'patish. We'll see why it's called make v'patish. Hamotzim reshus to reshus, carrying from one reshus to another. Hare elu avos malachas arboim chasarachas. These are the 40 minus 1 avos malachas. Rashi. Hagozeis tzemer. The chol shar malachas shaychi b'tzemer shom malachas ha-mishkan. All of these things have to do with the wool that was needed to weave the tapestries in the Mishkan. Hamalabno mechabso b'nohar. So here Rashi says you wash it in the river. Some have a different girsa here, that b'neser, because there's a shaila whether washing is actually an av or a tolda, because they bleach these things. They didn't wash them. Washing is when something's dirty. You wash it to make it clean. Bleaching is before it gets dirty to begin with, you bleach it to change the color. So bleaching was in the Mishkan. Could be washing, wasn't. From this Rashi's Mashma, Machabso Benar, you wash it in the river that the original, what's it called, wool is dirty from being on the animal. So you have to wash it out. Seen from here, the kibbutz is an av malacha. And bleaching and kibbutz are similar. They're both av malachas. There's one av malacha. It just has two parts to it. But others say that it means mechabso b'neser. You, what's it called? You rinse it with neser, which is a bleach. So it's bleaching. It's not washing. Hamenatzo karpir belaz. Menatzo means you beat it and separate the strands. Hamesach ordir, which could mean that you order the, you make the loom, you put the threads in order on the loom. Bate nirin litzish shenasin shnei chutim besoch habes nir, right? You put two different threads into these loops, okay? That pick up the vertical threads. Uvagozes and malabin v'kulo inich meforish shurin lekama perikori. All of these other things, when the Mishnah doesn't say beferish, what the shear is, the Gemara will discuss the shear later on. Hapotseya, menatek, pamim, you take out. Potseya means to take out. Shepamim sheyesh b'shnei chutim yosr midai, u'menatek mehenu maklishin. Sometimes there's too much, two strands, too many in the weave. And you take them out and make the weave less congested. All of these things are shaykh in the tapestries of the Mishkan. My kosher, my matarik. Where do they tie and untie? The tofer v'korea b'yirioshu. Al menas litvor pamim shanekev ogel. When do you tear in order to sew? Sometimes you have a round hole, and if you sew it the way it is, it won't come out straight. It'll be all tsiknached. Right, it'll be puckered up when you sew. You can't sew a round hole that it should look straight. So what you do is you tear it above and below, and then you sew the whole thing that comes out straight. Tearing in order not to sew, not for the sake of sewing, wasn't in the Mishkan. All the things they needed, the leather, the hides of the tchashim to make the various coverings, all of these malachas apply to that. Hamolcho le'or, memachko, megarer saro, you take off the hair to smooth out the hide. Mechatcho, mekatzo, mechatcho, l'ritzuos v'sandalim, you, what's it called, cut it to size. So in the Mishkan, they cut it to size for the size of the coverings. And normally you cut leather to size to make shoes, to make, what's it called, ritzuos, straps. Where's the writing to Osios in the Mishkan? In order to know which of the beams, where they were, what was the order was, so they put two letters, one on each beam, and then they put them together so they knew which beam was corresponded to the other beam. And you erase it because sometimes they made a mistake. And they had to erase it. Mechabu maver, the eish etachas hadud shall samamonim. Right? The mechabu maver is in the fire underneath the dud. And why it says mechabu before maver? Because it could be that you had the fire burning from before Shabbos, but you had to put it out to make the coals. And the purpose of the coals was then to make the real fire to burn the thing. So sometimes the purpose of the fire wasn't what's it called. We'll see in 1 second, they're a different pshat, but. That's the pashut. So you got to make coals first, that's the mechaber, and then you use the coals for mazik. Makav patish, hu gmar kol malacha. That's the end of any process of malacha. It's called makav patish. Shekein umen makav bekornis alastan lachliko begmar malacha. When he finishes the malacha, he knocks with his hammer on the anvil to straighten it out. So that's why the finishing product is called makav patish. It's only when you finish the malacha, you want to finish the malacha, and you put the finishing touch, that's also a malacha in itself.